P.S. I Love Hoffman is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
Iggy Pop! Amen! Let it rock!
I'm a fucking idiot.
Red meat, we crave sustenance.
I'm an artist.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Cody.
Why don't you have some fun?
Fun!
Tommy.
It's a cave thing.
Whoever she is, I'm gonna find her and I'm gonna hurt her.
I've spent the past 3 years learning Finnish!
I'm always home, I'm uncool.
This is a process of dehypnotization.
Shut up!
Hey Hoff fans, welcome to P.S. I Still Love Hoffman, our love letter to the remarkable career of the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman. I'm still Brian Rodriguez.
And I'm still Kyle Reinfried.
We're always home, we're always uncool, and we're always ready to talk Philip Seymour Hoffman and beyond. How you been, Kyle?
Been pretty good. This fall is going very fast.
Very swimmingly.
Even faster than summer went, so it's like soon enough it's going to be winter. But there's good stuff. There's stuff to look forward to beforehand, like, you know, Halloween, and I'm going to be, as this airs, I will be in New Orleans, my favorite city. So,
Big food city.
Big food city, so definitely pictures, if not maybe little videos here and there of my food journey, so check that out on Foodie Films on Instagram and all that.
But of course, we're here for the Hoffman, and we had a big vote that we'll discuss. I wouldn't call it a big vote, but, you know, a vote nonetheless by you Hoff fans out there. But before that, any Hoffman news that Hoffman come to your mind? Anything?
Nothing really, like, specifically Hoffman, but you know, if it's not my favorite, it's in my top five favorite, even just films, not even just Philip Seymour Hoffman films, but The Master. And so, big in the news is just how well Joker is doing. I myself have seen it twice.
Twice?
Yes. I was looking forward to seeing it a second time, but it was like I went with two different people that wanted to see it at different times, so I went again, and I enjoyed it. I know our, you know, Cage Club co-founders were not fond of it. I enjoyed it. It's just another, you know, iteration, another, you know, version of the Joker, and this was Joaquin's take, and for the most part, it seems like everyone enjoys his portrayal, or just at least his acting, in it. And I did, and I liked even more stuff beyond that. So, but it makes me think yet again. Obviously, those rumors oh so long ago of Hoffman quite possibly in the third entry of Nolan's Batman, and maybe that would be him as the Penguin, kind of a similar role to him in Mission Impossible. And then it just makes me think more and more how I wish those two guys could have worked together some more, because they just. Boy, I love the chemistry they had in The Master.
Yeah, no, I wish they could have as well. I did not see The Joker. I mean, I really didn't have any desire to see it, to be honest with you.
I love Joaquin Phoenix, so it just seemed like a big role for him, and it was getting some critical acclaim, so I figured, why not? And yeah.
It'll take me a lot these days to go to the movies twice. It takes me a lot to go to the movies, you know, these days. Mm-hmm. So to see something twice is just, you know.
It was a movie I wanted to see twice because, without getting too heavy into it, it's just so, it's not even, you know, it's so derivative of not even just, like, Todd Phillips idolizing Martin Scorsese. It's two films, and I mean, I know this is no new news, but the being Taxi Driver and The King of Comedy, and so since, I mean, I, you know, I'll defend him in the sense that he made four, very, you know, what I think are, you know, very good comedies, but this is his first, like, you know, serious movie, and so if he's a filmmaker, like, I'm curious what his next film will look like, if he does another, you know, like, they're just so like without King of Comedy and without Taxi Driver, this Joker movie does not exist. And so I'm just curious if that's like his style of filmmaking, or if that was just so specific to this story, you know, versus someone like, I mean, we've talked about Quentin Tarantino on here because of his, you know, comments of P.T. Anderson, you know, Boogie Nights and their talk together and that kind of stuff. But, you know, a filmmaker, at least like Quentin Tarantino, as much of an opinionated guy that he is, he's just such a student of film that he takes like lessons, and maybe you'll see a specific shot that you're like, oh, that's like the shot in The Seven Samurai, or, you know, like something from some crazy kung fu movie that we, you know, that not everyone knows, that he'll take a specific shot, but like, it's not like his movies don't exist without other movies, in my opinion. So
Yeah, I mean, that's like, that's kind of why I wasn't so interested in seeing this film. Like, it seems, I don't know, derivative, as you're saying. And you're into that. Some people are into that. I'm not so into that. I'm kind of down on movies, to be honest with you, because everything's a remake or inspired by this. Or
there's a lot of great originals coming out this fall. I'm excited. I'm going to go see the two I'm most excited for, Jojo Rabbit and The Lighthouse.
Look, trust me, and I really, really want to see Jojo Rabbit, but even that's an adaptation of something, you know. So there's very few, like, let me just make something and let's do it now, you know?
Yeah.
It's true. Just the world we live in. Everyone wants a... I think...
That's why Guillermo del Toro is a fantastic filmmaker.
It's true. And I think, though, that's kind of waning. You're kind of seeing people getting a little tired of, like, you know, that kind of
thing. Oh, yeah. There was Star Wars fatigue already.
Yeah.
You know, Marvel is just a... just an impressive... I mean... I don't know, they just got the formula down right, and, I mean, the fact that they've done, what, 24 movies so far, or something like that, and...
They've understandably, for them, like, I think they're smart, too, because they know when to take little breaks, you know?
Take little breaks, and they just do a really good job, at least as far as, so I've read, because I don't read comics, like, they do a fair job of, like, taking good stuff from the comics, but then, you know, working it into whatever story they're trying to tell for their movies. So it's like a fair balance. There's stuff for like everybody, non-comic goers, and then little Easter egg stuff for comic book lovers and that kind of stuff. So yeah,
gotcha. Yeah, no, I mean, that's so that's, you know, not a lot of Hoffman news, so we're just talking films. Really. I mean, anything else on your mind or in your heart?
No, I'm just I'm curious to see what you know, what film the Hoff fans voted for this month. I mean, we had a...
I'm curious too, but
I think I know, and I think we, in a way, I don't know. I don't, you know, we always give you guys a choice, but I think we maybe made it a pretty easy choice.
No, it's fair to say that
we've done that a few times, but
I don't want to say we rigged it, but
I don't know how long we're going to be doing P.S. I Still Love Hoffman for. I mean, obviously it's just a once a month thing. I don't know if we're going to cover
for life. We're just
gonna I don't know if films. We, you know, will cover every film of his in this version, you know, like of this show. But I damned if I don't get Along Came Polly on here. I think, you know, I think I'll even maybe, I mean, I know you don't hate the film by any means.
No.
I know you love his, I love his role in it. So it's just like, that would be a good April Fool's, putting that out there.
But you just ruined it.
Well, this is a while. There's,
well,
so many.
Also, that's, you know, if we're going to have an argument, we do have an argument on this, because that is not my pick for April Fool's.
No, I know, but your pick for April Fool's is very hard to find.
Which is the best. No, I think we'll get Along Came Polly in before that. That's my hope. Well, it's not up to us, though. It's up to the Hoff fans. So hopefully they give us Along Came Polly. But before that, what did we have on the docket? We had Montana. And the 25th Hour.
The beautiful foliage of Montana and the good 25th Hour for Leap Ahead. No, Leap Behind.
Leap Ahead. Oh, that's what you're talking. I was like, what? Oh, yeah. No, what is it? It's Fall Back, Spring
Fall
Forward.
Back.
Yeah. our fallback for daylight savings, but we're getting...
So you get that extra hour.
That 25th hour, and...
Yeah.
Guess which one won, Kyle?
Not Montana.
25th hour, so you
wow.
and I will be sitting down and watching a Spike Lee joint together.
Nice. I'm excited. As we speak, the Yankees are in game two of the ALCS.
What does that have to do with anything?
Philip Seymour Hoffman is a Yankees fan in the movie.
Oh, okay. I forgot about his cap, you know, and his...
New York movie. He's a New York Yankees fan.
I've been looking forward to watching this one again for a while, so I'm really excited.
As am I. I kind of mentioned foodie films before. What's new in the Slumber Party verse?
You know, this month we had our Women in Horror series, so we've been doing some horror films. It's great. It's been fun, but I can't wait to not watch horror films anymore.
Yeah, I'm just not. I think you and I are very similar when it comes to that genre.
Look, I get it. I get the merit in it. I get, like, if you're into it, like, you almost see things in a different lens. And we talked about this a little bit on our rewatch of, what did we just rewatch?
No, Red Dragon.
Red Dragon, yeah. We talked about it there, and I think we've mentioned it on the show in the past, because, again, you and I think are in lockstep in this. And I get horror films. Again, Hoffman wasn't in too many horror films. But it's definitely a genre that either you're into or you're not.
Yeah.
And, you know, as film scholars, if you will, probably not, just film watchers, guys who talk about film, you and I, like, you and I can sit down and watch it and talk about it. And, you know, I think get into it, but, like, would you and I go out of our way to watch a horror film? Probably not.
The last horror film I saw in theaters, I believe, was It Follows. That's a very well-made movie.
That's a great movie. And some of them are very good, you know. I guess the last horror film I saw in theaters...
Oh, yeah, that's not me saying that they're not good. It's just, like, not my cup of tea.
Yeah. I saw It in theaters. I would have liked to see this sequel because I like Bill Hader and Jessica Chastain. I just didn't get around to it. But it's not something, again, where... They're not our favorite films. We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
But 25th Hour... Like, that's, you know...
25th Hour is even, like, worse in my mind than, like, your standard horror film. It's just a scary premise of just, like, your last day before having to head into jail.
Yeah.
Just what a... I never, like, knew... I don't know what the first thing was, whether it was a TV show. Like, it was definitely even, like, in recent years. I didn't know the whole concept of, like, when you're, like, sentenced to jail that, like, not everyone goes to jail from the court. You know?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I did not know that.
I kind of learned that from the movie, too. So.
Yeah. I think I learned that from maybe Orange is the New Black. I don't know.
Oh.
But nonetheless, it's a scary premise. And it's a great trio between Ed Norton, Barry Pepper, and, of course, our main man. That's just... And there's plenty of other great actors in it as well, but they're the three guys, their friendship.
Yeah. No,
it's a great joint.
I'm really excited about it. And a reminder, guys, that these mid-month stop-off, we're just going to have a little conversation with you and let you know what month one, but every first of the month, we'll be re-watching the film, so, you know, you could pop it in yourself, and we'll provide the audio commentary of any Hoffman film that you guys choose, so...
Yeah.
This was...
Yeah, like Brian...
Sorry.
Yeah, no, like you said, that, you know, we tell you guys what, you know, one for the next month, so, you know, we'll be covering 25th Hour for November, and then at the end of that episode, we give you two options, but if you guys are really dying to see a movie, please comment and, you know, suggest a movie that we'll put into the, you know, as one of the two that we'll vote for, maybe, and we'll hear you out, and then, obviously, then you'll have to vote on it, and hopefully we cover it. So... Just we love, point being, we love interaction with you guys, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Please rate us on iTunes and all that, or whatever, you know, I guess Apple Podcasts.
Well, iTunes, yeah, now officially no longer exists if you update your computer.
Yes, true. So
So yeah, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and of course you could find your other show, Kyle, Foodie Films, and High School Slumber Party on all those platforms. And of course, as always, our show, our separate shows, and all the other great shows can be found on the Cage Club Podcast Network. That's cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me. You know, have fun in New Orleans, Kyle, I guess. And when you get Thank back, you. We're sitting down and we're watching 25th Hour. And the, I don't know, maybe the biggest positive, the thing I'm looking forward to most is that, spoiler alert, but Hoffman's going to get a dog in this one. So, yeah, definitely excited for that.
Sounds good to me. Looking forward to it.
So, Kyle, I mean, if there's nothing else, you know, I guess do the honors as always.
Yeah, guys, well, stay uncool.
I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexy thing. Sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.